Time for Triple Team Traffic. I know one guy that probably spent a little time in a theater chair over the weekend. That would be Andy Farnsworth.
Seen it three times. It was awesome.
Three times already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Northbound I-15 moving well this morning. Had a little bit of slowing building near 90 south. Looks like that's at least thinned out enough to where you're not going to have to hit the brakes. For those of you getting on in southbound, though, there's some flashing lights over the right shoulder right after the 90th on-ramp. Northbounders on I-15, or on Bangor, pardon me, having a little bit of delay just before the 201 freeway, but 5600 west moving a little more smoothly now than it was earlier, Eric.
North and southbound I-15 Utah County, no problems on the northbound side if you're at your normal travel times of 22 minutes if you're from Springville all the way up to the point of the mountain. Redwood Road also in good shape, but SR-73 as you cross Redwood, that's a little bit busy. Heather?
Things look great through Weber and Davis counties. No problems right now southbound I-15. You are at freeway speeds between Ogden and Salt Lake. You have some heavier patches of traffic in the Kaysville area and also again at Farmington and the I-215 North Interchange, but no accidents reported. Jordan Valley Cancer Center is Utah's new cancer facility, specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs include health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsies, and counseling. JVCancerCenter.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.